What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I'm not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mka.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Julianne Condia, host of Rewritten, here on Public House Media. Thank you so much for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media. Once you are done with this episode, I hope you'll come check out my show, Rewritten, where we will talk about you having limitless potential and can rewrite your story at any time. No matter your background, your past, or current situation, you can have the type of life you crave. A new show comes out every single Monday. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you never miss an episode of Rewritten. Thanks again for checking out the following broadcast on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. I'm so excited you're here. And I just want to go right off rip, just talk to you human to human, person to person, woman to probably woman, woman to man, and just tell you that we are officially 4 weeks into the new year. It is 2021, and as many of you have realized that not much has changed since 2020, but we are on and rocking. We're motivated, we're inspired, we're encouraged, we're hopeful for what this year is going to bring. But also, too, we are in the four-week mark of the new year, and this is the time where, unfortunately, people fall off. People say, this was too hard. It's not for me. I'll try again. Or, hey, it's not the right time. Or, you know, I had really big dreams, but I'm busy. The kids, work, everything. It's just getting in the way. And unfortunately, for many people, it's a lot of that that occurs over time. And what I want to do today to help you during this episode is to be able to tangibly take away my top tips to have the mindset to keep going. A lot of times people will say, well, Mariah, how have you showed up day in and day out over the last 5 years of your health journey? How have you showed up day in and day out over the last 5 years in your business? And it's not that it's easy. It's just become a routine. And I don't say that to brag or boast or to belittle anyone. I have literally made this a routine that, as a non-negotiable, I get shit done. And I apologize to any mamas listening to this podcast while you're driving or around your kids. You're probably laughing right now because you're like, oh, Mariah. But really, truly, I have created this clan almost of hashtag get ish done. And I am truly out here to help you do that. I want you to succeed. I want you to achieve greatness. I want you to develop the mindset that no matter what stands in your way, you will get it done. And that is my number one tip to overcome the mindset of hard or busyness or not feeling like it.
Guys, the number one misconstrued thought is that I am always motivated. I'm not. Do I want to work out when I am so sore I can't get out of bed, or when I have to literally hold onto the walls in order to squat down over the toilet to go to the bathroom? No, I'm not motivated to get up and do the same thing over and over again with my body. I'm not motivated by that. But what I am is disciplined and consistent. I'm encouraged by the consistency and the discipline that leads to a compound effect. These last couple of weeks, I have really, truly buckled down in my nutrition. And over the holidays, I splurged, I ate whatever. I was totally off my mark of my normal. And that was the first time in 5 years I felt myself slowly getting out of control. And for me, I sat there and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take back control. And getting back into 9-week control freak as a cast member, I was kind of embarrassed, but I just knew that if I buckled down in my nutrition, buckled down in my mindset, got up for my morning routine, make sure I went to bed by 8:30 after the girls went to bed, and got up every day at 4, that I would get back on track. And if you go to my social media, Dr. Fit White on Instagram, or even on Facebook, Mariah Karen White, you'll see before and after pictures between 3 weeks. And you're going to be floored, because I was. And you're going to say, wow, how did she do it? It's because I have consistency and discipline, and I have a mentality of get-ish done. So that's the number one thing I want you to take away. How do you continue to show up over time when it's hard, when it's difficult? Honestly, if you've created a habit around it, if you've created a routine around it, if it becomes the normal in your life, you will wake up at 4 o'clock. You will wake up and do your morning routine. You will wake up and write in your gratitude journal. You will wake up and you will press play for 30 minutes prior to anything else that you do in your day. It becomes a habit that's ingrained in you. And whether you are a writer or a blogger or a healthcare professional, or you're in school, if you wake up an hour before you are supposed to be anywhere or do anything, and you focus in on gratitude, visualization, meditation, and just being in your fully present self, you will see this massive result in your life, because you're showing up as that person. You're showing up ahead of time in who you want to be, and that's the key. That's how you continue to compound and show up. And the second thing is, you have to have an unbelievable drive. And the drive might be fueled by your why. It might be fueled by something you love. It might be fueled by who you want to be and who you believe that you are called to be. I know a lot of times people are like, oh, you have to have this why. Well, there's some people that don't have a why. And as I have gone through this over the last 5 years, going on 6, I can say that my why has definitely changed. But synonymously, what I love and how I choose to show up in my dharma. I've been reading a book with Jay Shetty called Think Like a Monk. To be in dharma is in your purpose and who you are called to be and your best self. And to show up in my dharma is, for me, loving, mentoring, encouraging, inspiring, and helping people be their best self. That's my why. So maybe you are a teacher and your focus is to help low socioeconomic children feel like they have a partner, have somebody that cares about them, has somebody that can break things down like magic for them. Maybe you are fueled by challenging children to get them under control. Maybe it's just you're really good at teaching. That is your love. That is your dharma. And you show up in that because it brings you joy. The thing that brings you so much life, the thing that you could talk 500 miles a minute as fast as you possibly can in order to get your point across and show how passionate you are, that's your dharma. That's what you're good at. That's what you need to focus in on. So a lot of people, especially other coaches that come to me that have gone off track or haven't seen success the way they wanted, or even people who have had success at one point in time and then dropped off, I'm going to say to you is, what is your why, or what is your dharma? How are you showing up? And what is the love that you're pouring into this space? How does it bring you joy? How do you find passion? What lights you up about XYZ that you're doing? Maybe it's podcasting. What makes you excited about doing a podcast? What makes you excited about taking care of your patients? What makes you excited about having your own CEO business? And show up for that over and over and over again, even when it's hard. Because people will show up when it's easy. People won't show up when it's hard. It's easy to wake up at 9 o'clock and get your workout in the middle of the morning. It's hard to wake up at 4 o'clock when it's still 48 degrees and you're freezing and you know that you're scheduled to go for a run in the snow, or it's raining outside and you need to do an outdoor workout, or you're working out in your garage that happens to be your gym and it's below freaking freezing where you can literally see your words. It's hard to do those things, but when you choose to show up in the hard moments, that's when you see growth. That's when you see triumph. That's when you see true success. So what are you willing to do in those hard moments for something that you love or that you're passionate for or your why? Do you have a legacy that you're building? Do you have a future that you see in your head for your family? Are you tired of that elephant on your chest that tells you that you can really truly achieve the best life possible, but something is weighing on you? What will you work so hard for in order to get that life? And lastly, I'm going to turn this a little bit, and I'm going to tell you something that most inspirational podcasts don't take there. I'm going to tell you, in order to get the life that you want, the dreams that you want, and to overcome that feeling of burnout and to continue to go even when it seems hard, the last piece of advice, number 3, suck it up. It's not going to be easy. Life is not easy. It is not a dress rehearsal. And the people that you see right off rip, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Harvey, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, LeBron James, Aaron Rodgers, all of these people have worked their butts off to get to where they wanted to be, and they didn't stop. New York bestsellers, Rachel Hollis. People, when you want something so bad, you will find a way to get it. If financial freedom matters to you, you will work through it. If losing that 50 pounds and fitting into that wedding dress matters to you, you will do it. If getting into the best shape of your life, not just for how you look, but for how you feel, in order to run around with your kids and your grandkids and live to your 100 matters to you, you will figure it out and you will suck it up. I'm telling you this with love. It is time that you stop throwing the pity party, because everyone's life is hard. Now, I don't say that insensitively. I don't know what you've been through, but I do know that you have been through some shit, and it is hard as hell, and it is difficult to pick yourself up out of each morning. But I'm going to tell you right now that you were made for hard. You were made for hard, and you, of all people, can get through the crap that you've gotten through and turn your mess into a message. Suck it up. Don't quit on yourself. Don't quit on your future. Don't quit on the success that you can have if you would just make it past day 26. Make it past day 30. Make it past year 1. Make it past year 5. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't limit your success and your potential based on anyone else's belief. Suck it up and just get it done. Now, guys, I love you. I needed to give you some tough love. It has been a minute since I've given you some tough love. I believe in you. I know that you can succeed, but you have to stop putting these invisible hurdles and barriers and barricades in front of you that you keep tripping on. Stop limiting your potential by saying, I don't need a routine, but yet you can't follow simple instructions and routines that know that they show success in. Stop putting barricades in your way that sit there and say, well, you know, not today. Your why needs to be bigger. Your love needs to be bigger. And your love is standing on the edge of that. Maybe your legacy, maybe your family's future is on the other side of the barricade. You would rip that barricade down, find a way to climb over it. You would blast through it. Treat your dreams the same way because they are. And suck it up. Get through the heart of the barricade. Get through the heart of the fence. Get through the heart of the barbed wire. If there was somebody holding a gun to the head of somebody that you love, you would work harder in that moment than you would your entire life. And that is what needs to change. Work hard for your future. Work hard for your legacy. Work hard for yourself, no matter what. Now, don't have this image of holding a gun to your head. I don't want to spark any mental illnesses or mental awareness motions out of that. But I'm saying in layman's terms, think of it as you're laying in your deathbed, and at the end of your life, you need to say that I have accomplished X, Y, and Z, and that I am at peace with what I have done, who I have been, and how I have lived my life. And if today you couldn't answer that way, you need to suck it up, keep climbing, develop a morning routine, develop a routine in general, and find a deeper reason for you to push harder. I believe in you more than you will ever know. Dream big, dream bold, be in it to win it. Stop talking and start doing. Believe in yourself the way I believe in you. Now let's go get it done. My sweet, amazing friends, you deserve the best life. You deserve the best life. Stop quitting on yourself. You are better than that.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message and that their story really does matter. And that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.